The mayors came to the state capital Wednesday to ask Governor Newsom and state lawmakers to increase annual state funding for the Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention Grant Program and the HomeKey Program, and they are asking for this fund to be made permanent. Todd Garcia is San Diego mayor.
Homelessness is solvable, but we need the resources to scale the projects and programs to have a lasting impact. We're also calling for additional resources through HomeKey programs to make sure that every application that has been submitted in the current round of funding is funded, so that none of the identified 2,300 homes that are being proposed are left on the table for lack of funding.
Since 2018, the state of California has provided direct grants to local governments, large and small, to deal with their homelessness issues. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says this type of funding helped the city to reduce homelessness.
Since 2019, San Francisco has decreased unsheltered homelessness by 15%, even with the COVID pandemic. This decrease demonstrates that when we have the focus and investments from federal, state, and local governments, we can truly make an impact.
With homelessness housing assistance prevention funding from the state, California increased shelter beds by 15,000 and served more than 120,000 people. Through HomeKey, it created 5,000 homes. But despite these efforts, homelessness continues to grow statewide. According to the Public Policy Institute of California, half of the estimated nearly 234,000 homeless people in the country live in California. According to San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, the funding must be flexible because it isn't always possible to house the homeless immediately, and the problem needs a lot of different approaches.
What I want to emphasize this morning, though, is the importance of both flexibility and accountability. On flexibility, we need to break out of this false dichotomy, this binary thinking that says that housing is good, shelter is bad, and that there are only two solutions. What we're finding in San Jose, and I think my colleagues will attest to this, is that there are a spectrum of solutions.
In addition to more state funding, the mayors are pushing for more behavioral health reform. They are asking Governor Newsom and the state legislature to provide a permanent funding source for mental health and addiction beds. The mayors met with Governor Gavin Newsom on Wednesday afternoon to present their demands. They were included in the revised state budget. For KPFA News, I'm Gilles Martel.